Okay, so welcome to the Extreme Health Secrets Inner Circle teleclass series, where we talk about the secrets to getting extreme results in your life, health, and body. I'm Danielle Demchuk. I'm a certified nutrition and lifestyle coach here in New York City. And today's call is called Freedom from Knee Pain Without Drugs, Shots, or Surgery. And we have a very, very special guest here with us today to share some really amazing breakthroughs around healing knee pain from a very holistic standpoint. And we have talked briefly in the past, well, actually, a number of different calls, and I've just found your process amazing, Bill. So I'd like to share a little information about Bill before I bring him on. Bill has actually suffered several severe knee injuries, which completely tore the ligament in his left knee. And after a lot of reconstructive surgery and physical therapy, he was very disheartened to find out that he went through everything that Western medicine had to offer. And he still experienced pain and instability in his knee, as well as tension, stiffness, and a lot of discomfort in the rest of his body. And this is where Bill's journey towards complementary health care began. His quest to find solutions for physical trauma, with the physical trauma in his body that he experienced, led him to begin helping others with a multidisciplinary approach that has set up that sets up the conditions for which each person can heal themselves. Now, Bill teaches classes and lectures and privately consults individuals and groups to help them find freedom in their own lives from stress and tension through their body awareness. So welcome, Bill. It's so exciting to have you here today.
Thank you, Danielle. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. So I would love to hear a little bit more, Bill, as to what brought you into this area of expertise.
Well, Danielle, it's similar to your story. You had an issue in your life, and you needed to resolve it. You needed to figure out how to get your body healthy again. And that was very much my story in terms of what happened with my knee. And it was one of those situations that you're going along in your life, and in my experience, what happened was I couldn't walk. It was one of those situations where my left knee kept dislocating. And after the fourth time, there was a realization that I really needed to do something about it and address what was giving me problems in my knee.
Absolutely. And like you had said in your bio, is that you had tried everything pretty much that Western medicine had offered, and it still wasn't getting better. There was still a lot of instability and discomfort.
Well, to Western medicine's credit, I had torn the ligament in my left knee, and I had two pieces of meniscus, which is the spacer between the joint in my left knee, that was needed to be removed. And the orthopedic surgeon did a great job, and the physical therapy did exactly what they were intended to do, and that was get my left leg as strong as my right leg. However, that's where their paradigm stops. That's where they were able to help me to that point. And beyond that, there was nothing really they can do. And I had this situation with my leg where every step I took, it felt like I was walking on stilts. It felt like there was this jarring of my back. It felt uncomfortable. I couldn't run. I couldn't bike. Everything felt off. If you've ever driven in back of a vehicle that has been in a really big wreck that has the frame of it is crooked, that's what it felt like in my body. Every time I moved, it felt like I was in these grooves that I couldn't get out of. And that's honestly where my path began, was to, well, this isn't normal, or this isn't supposed to be normal, even though everything in the Western medical model was saying, well, that's just how it is. You'll have to live with it.
Yeah. And you weren't going to take that as an answer, right, Bill? I mean, you couldn't really.
It was kind of one of those things that it was like, come on, we're better than that. There's got to be something you can do with all of the amazing things that are out there, with all of the technology that's out there, with all of the science and everything that we know in this world that seems to have an infinite number of possibilities. You got to be kidding me that you're saying this is it.
Right.
It's got to be more than that. And so it's like if you go into that scenario, certainly that's their paradigm and that's all that they know. However, that doesn't mean it's all that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important. If anybody takes anything away from this call today, it's that. Just because an answer is given that it can't be done, it just means that person doesn't know how to do it. That there's another possibility out there somewhere. Somebody has an answer. And it's just about beginning to ask and search to find solutions for it.
That's a really important message, Bill, that you just shared. Huge. That Marie Forleo, who helps women build businesses, I don't know if you're familiar with her or not, she mentions everything is figure-outable. She made up this word, figure-outable. And I like it because I use it with my clients and in my coaching because I think that's what you're saying is that, at least that's how I heard it, is that there is an answer. You just got to keep asking questions and figure out who you need to contact or what method or maybe a couple different methods to help to solve the problem.
Sure. I mean, that's what Thomas Edison said. You know, when someone asked him, well, you tried 100,000 different solutions to discover the light bulb, and the person asked them, well, why didn't you give up? And he said, well, because I ran out of things that didn't work. I didn't have any more things that didn't work. So you're bound to happen on something that does work.
Absolutely.
And I'd much rather have that mentality, have that approach to health than the alternative, which is you got prescription drugs, you got painkilling shots, and you got surgery. And that is the paradigm. And if you do not fit into that paradigm, there's nothing that can be done for you. And you just have to kind of slowly fade off until you die, which that's pretty negative from my perspective. And
I agree.
Prefer to have, like, let's try something. I mean, something.
Absolutely.
Other than that alternative.
Absolutely. And then that's what kind of leads me to my next question is, when was that pivotal moment when you found what worked for you? Go ahead. I'll let you answer that question.
The pivotal moment for me was there was a realization. I was in a bodywork class up in Chicago, and anytime any class got even close to the knee, I was like the demo person. I wanted to be on the table for the instructor because they knew most of anybody in the room.
Yep.
There was an instructor that did what's called, it was a femur release, which is femur is the bone in your upper leg.
Mm-hmm.
And I got on the table, and the instructor did this move, and there was like this, it was like something happened, but I didn't know what it was. It was kind of like a deer in the headlights, you know, like something really big changed, but I don't know what it is.
Ah.
And I got up off the table and looked down at my legs, and I was shocked. Because what happened was when I had the ligament reconstructed in my knee, they did a patella replacement, which means there's a tendon, the patella, you know, patella is your kneecap. They took a part of the tendon out of my knee and reconstructed the ligament that I tore in that same knee. Well, what happened is you have this big scar that's right on where you kneel. So it was virtually impossible for me to kneel on anything because the scar tissue hurts so bad.
Yeah.
When I got up from the table and I stood and I looked down at my legs, like what just happened, the scar had shifted a quarter inch.
Wow.
Off center of my knee. And there was kind of like this disbelief, like, well, how did that happen? You know, what happened with that? To this day, it's never gone back. But it was apparent to me that it's a tension pattern. That this was a light bulb that went off for me, is that anytime we have pain in our body or our body doesn't feel right, it feels off center, we have a tension pattern that is going on somewhere in our structure that is causing our body to be pulled out of alignment.
Mm.
And that, it was like this neon sign, this, this amazing experience that I had with the realization that these tension patterns cause us to experience the discomfort in our bodies. And it was huge.
Huge
experience for me.
Wow. And so from that moment, your knees started to get better. Your knees.
Absolutely. Well, the cool part about it was, Danielle, even though, you're like, well, it just shifted a quarter of an inch, which isn't a whole lot in terms of distance-wise.
Right.
However, that quarter of an inch shifted the scar enough that I no longer was kneeling on the scar tissue.
That was painful.
Right. It hurt too bad to do so. But now it shifted that scar enough where I was able to kneel and walk more freely. So it made all the difference in the world in terms of how my body was able to function.
Wow. So I imagine then you wanted to do that training. That was like the pivotal moment in which you were like, I need to learn more about this and share this with people.
Yeah, I mean, it's like there were quite a few experiences, to be honest, it was more of a selfish reason.
Mm.
I wanted to get myself better. I wanted my big motivation was I used to compete in judo a lot. I traveled and competed through all over the place. And that was my goal, was to get my knee back to where it was before the injury so I can go compete again. So it was purely selfish on my part. I didn't think that I was going to be helping other people or I was going to make it a profession or take it out to, the masses or anything like that. It was just so I could feel normal again. However, in the process, I realized that how much this type of information is not out there.
Ah, right, yeah. Well, I think traditional physical therapy is out there, and like you said, the same procedures of medication and, you know, other invasive procedures are out there, but this approach that really shifted the scar tissue, so that now you could kneel, wasn't out there. Like how to use to get the body functioning back to functioning, without instability and pain.
Right.
You know, and I appreciate your honesty, Bill. Like, you're basically on your own search. You're trying to find out, how can I get back to, you know, competing, correct?
Right.
And I really appreciate that honesty, because I actually have a very similar experience, going, you know, dancing professionally and then getting very sick and discovering this certain approach to my own wellness and health and nutrition that literally saved my life. I was using that to go back to dance. I didn't think I would open my own practice and begin to share this with other people. So I really appreciate that honesty, which makes me really, because now I feel like, you know, I very much relate to that. So thank you. And I'm sure the listeners will also can relate to that in their own way as well. And it also makes me very excited to then ask my next question is, so how do you help people have pain-free knees without the surgery, medication, or invasive procedures?
Well, first of all, we need to qualify who we're talking about, because knee pain comes in a lot of different forms.
Sure.
And it's very important to understand that, and this is not to discredit Western medicine at all, they play a very valuable role in the process of someone getting rid of their chronic knee pain, meaning that if something is broken or torn, it's important to know that before starting any other type of procedure, any other type of protocol. We need to know what we're working with.
Absolutely.
And if mechanically the knee is not working well, then it doesn't matter what type of protocol you're going to incorporate there, you're still going to have something torn or broken in your knee.
Right.
So we need to get that fixed first. That needs to be the foundation that we're working with going forward. However, once we know that mechanically the knee is good, and this is where I found that the medical model breaks down, is that people with knee pain fall into two categories. One is they've gone to their doctor. They've had an X-ray, a CT scan, or an MRI. The doctor has said nothing is broken or torn, and they have knee pain.
Yeah.
Or it was similar to my situation, where something was broken or torn. They went and got it fixed. They had a surgery, and now the knee is supposed to be, quote-unquote, fixed, but they still have knee pain. Those are the two types of categories that are huge gaps out there that are not being addressed, that are not being talked about as to how to approach them without drug shots or more surgery. So once a person falls into those two categories, and then it doesn't matter what the symptom is, you could name it patella tendonitis. You could name it arthritis. You could name it bone-on-bone degenerative changes, chondromalacia, whatever the situation is, whatever the diagnosis is, the fundamentals of that knee pain is going to be the same. Meaning, by definition, the only reason your knee hurts is because there's nerves in your knees that are being squeezed upon that is sending a signal to your brain that you have knee pain, just by basic definition. And when you think about it that way, it's like, oh, well, then all we need to do is take the pressure off of the nerves and the knee pain will go away.
Right.
So it's
right.
Actually a very simple concept. However, it can be a little intricate in terms of figuring out the combinations of different factors that go into play that are causing those nerves in the knee to be squeezed upon. That's what I look at when I work with clients one-on-one. We look at all of those different factors, which would include, and you well know, diet, and we've talked about this, as far as the factors of gluten and how
Absolutely.
It can cause joint pain. And it has a whole cascade of effects with things.
Absolutely. absolutely. Actually,
there's water.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
I was just going to add that, you know, I had actually had a lot of clients come to me initially with knee pain as their problem, and they're going to be very excited because they're actually going to hear this recording, who came to me initially and had knee pain, but once we took the gluten out of the diet, that their knee pain started to subside and actually go away. So
sure.
They're going to love this additional information you're sharing. So I'll let you continue with your next step number two on your approach. I just wanted to add that.
Cool. Yeah. Another, and this is not in order. Like systematically, we need to create comfort first in the body. First and foremost, that's what my program starts with, is comfort.
Right.
Because once the knee is comfortable, if you think about it, how can it hurt?
Right. Makes sense.
It feels good.
Right.
And that's where I see a lot of the therapies out there falling way short, is because they're looking at strengthening the muscles in the legs, or they're looking at some sort of protocol that they hope will get the knee out of knee pain. Whereas my approach, we're starting with comfort. There isn't anything else that is going to give you the highest leverage in getting your knee out of pain than creating comfort first. Once you take the pressure off of the nerves in the knee, you set up the conditions so the body is now going to be able to heal what's going on. And I look at
that
comfort.
That feels very welcoming.
Yeah,
very welcoming
and
when
really
people are in pain, you know?
Absolutely. That's the only thing you could think about when you're in pain is how can the pain stop?
Right.
That's why you take the Tylenol, the Advil, the Nuprin. That's why you go get prescription drugs, to numb the pain. However, it's still not addressing the underlying issue, and when that drug wears off, the pain is still going to be there. The underlying dysfunction has not been addressed. And for some people, that works great. And they're on a ton of drugs, and that's their choice. However,
right,
there are alternatives out there.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think
so
that
we create comfort first.
I'm sorry.
Go
ahead.
No.
I just get excited on each thing you deliver, and I'm like, oh, I want to speak to that too. But go ahead, Dill. Sorry to interrupt.
Then first you create comfort, then you hydrate the body. And that's just a point of drinking more water. But this is the really interesting part. Anybody who has arthritis, degenerative changes, bone on bone, their diagnosis from the doctor for their knee is going to be, one of the diagnoses is going to be what, Danielle?
With diet, you're saying? Oh, or with?
No, with their knees.
With their knees? Like an ACL injury?
Any type of injury or like a chronic situation where someone has arthritis or degenerative changes or bone on bone.
Right.
Their knee is going to be diagnosed as dehydrated.
Absolutely.
The knee gets dehydrated. So this is the interesting part about the first step of my program, is that once you create comfort, it creates more space in the joint. It takes the pressure off of the nerves. The knee feels better. However, at this point, we need to drink water, because now the water has enough space to be able to get into the joint to hydrate.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, there's too much tension in the joint for the water to be able to get in there. And a perfect example of this is if you squeeze your fist for 10 seconds and open your hand up, your hand is white, and then it starts to turn pink.
Yep.
So that's just you squeezing your fist, squeezing your hand for 10 seconds. Now if you have an injury in your knee and it really hurts, your knee tenses up on its own to protect itself. So it squeezes the blood and the oxygen out of the joint to protect itself from getting injured further, which begins to create the dysfunction that creates the arthritis, the degenerative changes, and the bone-on-bone type of situation.
So keeping that hydration in there to create that space is what you're saying, correct, Bill?
Vice versa. Like, switch that around. You have to have the space first in order for the hydration to be able to get into the joint.
So to release the tension that you were talking about, tension patterns, right?
Right.
The tension patterns.
Right.
So you have to release the tension patterns so that the water can then go into the knee and create.
Right. Otherwise, it's too tight. The water can't get in there. And you have a perpetual situation, and it doesn't work. So the order in which you address the knee is very important. So you can see if someone's going and has a chronic knee pain condition, and the first protocol is do exercises to strengthen the muscles in the legs.
Yeah. Ouch.
It's just exaggerating a pattern that already exists in the knee. You have to address the tension first.
Wow, that's huge,
so,
Bill. That's huge because you don't hear much about that. You don't hear about you don't hear about relieving the tension. No, you don't. You hear about training the muscles around the joint, above and below the joint, but not releasing.
Right.
It's one physical therapist that I did know who talked about muscle tension patterns. But that was very far and few between.
Right.
But you don't hear about
it. You can find people. There are some really good people out there. However, it's usually pretty, they're pretty few and far between. And if they do, they're not talking about the entire protocol.
Absolutely.
They're talking about an element of it.
Absolutely. And you combine, what I love about your approach is that you combine the whole picture. You create the whole picture.
Right. In this, I want to get on to the next stage of the program, which incorporates food and stretching. Because now, once we've graduated, once we evolved from comfort and water, we've developed good habits, the general pain level in the body has been reduced. Now we need to stretch out the tension patterns in the major muscles of the body, because the calves, the hamstrings, the back, the glutes, all of that, if a person has knee pain, they're going to be sitting a lot. They don't want to walk around.
Right.
It hurts.
Yeah.
So now, once their pain level begins to be reduced and they're drinking proper amount of water, now we got to stretch out the big muscles in the body. So the body doesn't feel like it's in the position of being in a chair all the time. And then we look at food. Because in order to continue to set up the conditions to eliminate chronic knee pain, you have to address the gut inflammation as well. You have to look at the diet. You have to look at the foods that are causing inflammation in the guts. Because if there's inflammation in the guts, the body has to do double duty to heal what's going on in the knees as well as in the guts from the food that you're eating.
Absolutely.
So that is like the second stage.
That's phase two. Okay.
Right. It's like the second aspect of the program. And what I've seen when I work with clients is that they distinctly move through these places. Their pain gets reduced. Now they want to move more. We need to look at diet, stretching. And then once the pain level continues to reduce, then we look at breathing and a neuromuscular reeducation approach to get the body firing in the correct order. Because when we experience pain, the first thing we want to do is hold our breath. So we pattern how we move with our breathing. And what ends up happening is you get up out of a chair and you're holding your breath, just getting up out of the chair, even if you don't have knee pain anymore. So what's happening is you continue to pattern that breathing with your movement, which can bring the it kind of locks the body into those places. So we address breathing, and then we also look at like neuromuscular reeducation, which is mobility work, where we get the brain connected with the body to move in the correct order. And we do it slowly with body weight exercises to get the brain connected to those areas that it's done workarounds. Meaning if it hurts every time you step on your left foot in your left knee, then your brain doesn't even want to go there. Mm. It's trying to figure out, well, how can you not step on your left foot? It's
right.
Thinking of a different way. So we need to get the body, the brain connected with that part of the body to let it know it's cool, that it's okay. You can move that way, and it's important to do it slowly. So we get the neuromuscular reeducation so the brain goes, got it, it's okay, I can move that way. Now I can explore movement a lot easier. Once we establish that, then we get into the last stage of the program, which is strength. Strengthening specifically the tendons and ligaments in the knee joint itself. This is something that no one talks about out there in terms of how to get over knee pain in this way.
Mm.
Most people talk about how to strengthen the muscles in the legs, like you were saying, the muscles above and below the joint.
Right.
And most of the time they're doing it through leg extensions, leg curls, leg presses.
Right.
Stuff like that. But the interesting part is when you strengthen muscles, muscles have very little to do with creating joint stability. That's why there's so many knee braces out there.
Mm.
Because what holds the joint together are the tendons and the ligaments. And strengthening tendons and ligaments are completely different than strengthening muscles. And most of the time when someone's doing an exercise and they get even close to strengthening tendons and ligaments, they stop the exercise. Because what it looks like when the idea with my program is you fatigue the muscles. And once you fatigue the muscles, you get to the tendons and ligaments. When muscles fatigue and you're building strength in tendons and ligaments, the body starts to shake. And if you're doing a body weight exercise, that's good. But if you're doing, if you're lifting weights and your body begins to shake, that's a real dangerous place and you can injure yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to just do body weight exercises because that's what you're moving. That's what functional movement is about. It's about body weight, not about machines that control the movement for you.
Right, right.
The last piece, the very last piece in terms of doing the body weight exercises correctly is incorporating proper breathing. Because all of this is a function of relaxation in the nervous system. You
mm-hmm.
have two aspects of your nervous system. You have the sympathetic nervous system, which is your fight, flight, or freeze response. That's like the lizard brain you were talking about.
Yeah.
And then you have the parasympathetic, which is the rest and relax aspect of your nervous system. And our body's continually bouncing back and forth between those two. If you do an exercise and fatigue the muscles, you have a sympathetic nervous system response because the body's now shaking and it's going into fear as a result of that experience. However, you can control the sympathetic nervous system response by increasing your breathing, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth while you're doing the exercise. So now you strengthen the tendons and ligaments and keep the body in a relaxed state simultaneously.
So you create a parasympathetic response as you're doing.
You create a
parasympathetic
breath. State as long as possible, right,
mm-hmm.
while you're exercising.
Beautiful. Wow. Wow. So this is really comprehensive, Bill, the way in which you've broken it down and really created these different phases in which people go through their healing process of their knees. And I was just wondering, you know, with this holistic system that you have created, this holistic approach to, and that might not be the right word that you would like me to use to describe it. Is that something that doesn't feel right for you, or is that okay
holistic
that I
is
use
fine.
It? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's sure.
Okay, because I really feel like it's very comprehensive, and it really includes both nutrition, exercise, stretching, breathing, and really calming the nervous system and creating this very healing environment from many different aspects. And I was wondering, what is your number one secret that you could share with listeners on the call? If we could just kind of pick your brain, the number one secret that after, I mean, you've shared so much, but if you have one secret you'd like people to walk away with today, is there something that you have up your sleeve?
Comfort. That's it. That's the key to your body beginning the healing process.
Comfort.
And Danielle, that model that I was talking about,
yes,
that goes beyond knees. That applies to every joint in the body. That applies to hips and back and neck and shoulders and ankles and feet. Any issue you have going on in your body, short of something being broken or torn, you get all of those elements set up together. I don't believe there's any way you couldn't have optimal health with that.
So this crosses over into every aspect of joints. I know with gluten, you know, it affects many different joints, not just, of course, knee pain, but other joint pain and aches and pains. So you're saying also that this process can be used and applied to other joints in the body.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, the breathing, the stretching, the exercise aspect, so the components to it, the nutrition. Sorry, go ahead, Bill.
I got one more thing that I want to share, and this is
yeah.
just absolutely phenomenal. I've been working,
sure.
You probably know a friend of mine, Sean Stevenson.
I do know Sean. Yes.
Yeah. Him and I are working on a program. It's called a surgery-free knee replacement. And what he did is he took his nutrition is not my area of expertise. I recognize the importance of it, yet there's so much in nutrition that you can get into. So
absolutely.
I partnered with Sean, and Sean has put together a program in conjunction with what I was talking about to be an add-on as far as the nutrition piece for specific superfoods
mm-hmm.
that when combined properly can begin to regrow meniscus and cartilage in the joint. So if you have someone that's looking at bone on bone, arthritis degenerative changes where the knee is beginning to waste away, that by incorporating Sean's program in conjunction with mine, I just believe it's a completely different paradigm shift. We're talking about, like, the other side of the bell-shaped curve in terms of healing in the body.
Very cool. So he's incorporated superfoods to help to regenerate knee growth.
Right.
And meniscus
right.
growth. Wow. Very cool stuff, though. That's pretty awesome. That's not out yet, is it? The program? It's not released yet.
My program, the surgery-free knee replacement, is.
Okay.
However, Sean is putting the finishing touches on his element to it.
Okay.
And it's very exciting. Like him and I, when we talk on the phone, it's like we bounce back and forth, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is so incredible. It's so exciting because the people are getting, like clients are getting amazing results just with my stuff.
Do you have any stories that you'd like to share? Any life-changing cases?
Well,
I'm sure you have.
Vinny. Vinny had two kneecap dislocations and had two knee surgeries to repair that. We started working beginning of March, in 8 weeks to the day. You know, like he started out, he was limping. He was a young father, newlywed, and he worked as a Border Patrol agent in Australia, and he was in risk of losing his job.
Wow.
And within 8 weeks, he went on his first run.
Wow.
And about 6 weeks ago, he tested for a special operations unit for his division that they only take, like, the cream of the crop, you know, like the top level
guy. Right.
And
wow.
Rigorous physical exams. Yeah, exactly. So
yeah.
I've been working with him on the specific things we need to do to build the tendon and ligament strength in the joint, and it is just off the charts cool.
Wow.
And that was Vinny. I have Bob, who's out of Minnesota. He's 79 and a half years old, and it was just over 2 months that we got him out of pain, and it was so funny because he would be on the call with his wife, Patty, and the last combination of things got him out of pain, and he said he was, like, doing all of these exercises and trying to push on his knee to make it hurt before the call so he'd have something to talk to me about.
Oh, no!
Funniest thing, he's like, on the call, he's like, you know, Bill, I'm pushing on this, and it used to hurt there. It just doesn't hurt there anymore. And it was the funniest thing. But Bob's a trip.
Oh, my God.
He's just great to work with. And then I had Bruce. Bruce lives in Utah. And Bruce is a scientist. So he's, like, skeptical, like, from the very beginning. The first 3 weeks was just, like, trying to get him to believe that comfort is, like, a cool thing. Like, most people, it sounds, like, weird. So he's, like, real skeptical about it. And he's like, well, I'm not really feeling anything, and nothing's really happening. And we are at 9 weeks. And yesterday I talked with him, and his pain levels were on an average of a 1.
Wow.
And there was a couple days where he didn't have any pain. And when we started, we were talking about 6s to 8s, like, consistently. He, you know, bone on bone, all of that type of thing. And the more I'm working with clients, the more we're dialing in exactly what needs to happen so they get it on multiple levels, so they're getting out of pain faster, which is really cool. And
very
the beautiful
cool.
part about it is they're learning to do it for themselves. They don't have to go to someone to learn how to do it. It's they're being empowered. And I think that's the phenomenal piece of it. It's not like they need to have someone help them get out of pain. They're knowing exactly what they need to do to get themselves out of pain.
They're learning the tools to get themselves
right.
out of pain. That's really empowering. And, you know, the other thing I heard is all the different people throughout the country that you work with. And so, you know, if there's somebody on the call, which, you know, there are listeners that have knee pain, like, how do they get to work with you via, like, Skype, or how does that work?
Well, yes, I work with clients through Skype, and Skype is really cool because if they're not getting something, I'm able to put a camera on my knee and demonstrate exactly what they need to do. And I use, I've created what I call my virtual clinic that has tons of videos in there that I use as examples. So I take all the guesswork out for my clients. My clients will say, okay, my knee hurts below the knee on the inside in this spot. And they can point to it on Skype, and I go, okay, got it. And you need to go into the passive stretching section and watch the intro video and modules 1, 3, 8, and 22. And
wonderful.
That's exactly what is going to be the highest leverage thing for them to do over the next week before we meet the next time. That's going to get them out of pain. In the interim, they're going to document and journal their pain levels in the morning and their pain levels in the evening and how their knee changed, how the pain in their knee changed as a result of doing those exercises or stretches that we outlined in our call.
Wow. You make it so easy for them to be able to help themselves. You've set it up, the system, so that it's easy for them to go on their computer, get the modules, do it, and be in communication with you through their journaling and write that down during the week. So it's amazing how you've created a system that somebody doesn't have to be in person with you for you to help them.
Yeah, it's really neat, and it's a little like humbling because I get to work with people all over the world. I have clients in New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, Europe, Canada, and it's just so cool to see the light bulbs go off.
Absolutely.
Or go on. They go on. So they understand. And once they get it, once they understand, it's like basically what most people, our entire lives, we've been looking at the photograph of the picture. We're looking at the photograph. And we're going, well, there isn't any possible other way to look at it. But then if you look in the envelope that you got from the drugstore and you pull out the photo negatives of it, like, oh, wow, that looks just like the picture, but it's very different.
Yes.
That's what I'm bringing to knee pain. That's
wow.
What I'm showing clients how to understand what's going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what you focus on expands.
Absolutely.
So if you focus on pain.
Right.
Pain
it
is going to expand. But if you
Absolutely.
Focus on comfort, that's going to expand. So, anyhow.
So how, Bill, then the next question is, how do the listeners contact you? What's the best way to contact you for either, you know, your virtual clinic, your continuity program, anything that could help them with their knee pain from a very holistic standpoint? How can they do that?
Did we get a link set up, Danielle?
Yes, we actually did. So I they're in the process of doing that, my tech team. So should I just go ahead and
give them that link.
Okay, sounds good. So what I'll do is I will follow up with them in an email with the link for them to go ahead and get in touch with you, Bill.
Perfect. Yeah, that you could give them that link and they can get in touch with me.
Okay.
And that would be perfect, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. So the link, we have it right here now, and that is www.glutenfreeandgorgeous.com/kneepain.
GlutenFreeAndGorgeous.com/kneepain.
Yes, and we will
awesome.
Make sure that is all set up and ready to go before I send out this the recording.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Phil, thank you so much for being here today. You've just shared huge amount of information and that can really change people's lives that have been in pain. And, my biggest take-home from this is beautiful concept of comfort, that you can go through this in a way that feels good and you don't have to be suffering in pain anymore.
Nice.
Huge. Thank you so much, Bill.
You're very welcome.
Okay. So I look forward to talking to you very soon again as well.
Absolutely. We'll chat very soon.
All right. Sounds great. Have a wonderful afternoon, Bill.
You too, Danielle.
Thank you.
Your conference recording has stopped.